don't know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Blast Their Hearts. Still snowed in case anybody's wondering. Not sure we'll ever get out. But even though John and I didn't get out, we brought Ray in. Ray, welcome.
Great to be here. It's been a long time.
You have a, you were telling a story about the ice that, that we have on the ground. It's about 4 inches in most places, and it's just compact, solid ice is what we have in our county. It is insane. I've never seen anything like it. A week after the storm came through, most roads are still like very much still very covered in ice. Salt is not working because it's been below 10 degrees outside. It is just utter pandemonium. And I was going somewhere with that, and I forgot.
Well, I went to pick up one of my kids' friends the other days in a neighborhood that's pretty nice and, like, very well-populated, huge neighborhood, and I had to have four-wheel drive in the, just on the roads in the neighborhood, not the driveways, the main roads.
Oh, I know where I was going. You have an Alaskan Husky, right?
Yes, Siberian. I think. I'm pretty sure she speaks Russian.
Isn't Siberian, like, a desert?
Siberia is one of the coldest places in the world in Russia.
What's the desert?
Sahara.
Sahara desert. Okay.
Yeah. Saharan Husky. That'd be interesting.
I was going to say that's a weird man.
I don't know. They might be hairless.
I think it's a wolf of some kind. I don't know.
So did you just ride on the back of that thing or let it drag you here?
She loves it out. I dropped her off at the doggy daycare on the way over here, but she absolutely loves this weather.
I mean, she's at home.
If I were a dog, I would imagine I would be an Alaskan Husky.
Yeah.
I love cold.
It'd certainly be Husky.
Hey-o.
An albino Husky. Is that my dog name or breed?
I think it is.
Like, yeah. I don't know. You guys are wearing hoodies. I'm burning up in my house right now, and it's only 68.
We're also wearing shorts.
Have you guys been using your emergency heat or regular heat? Well, you have gas, Jamie.
I have gas.
Ray, do you have electric or gas?
Yeah, electric. Actually, what we've been doing is we have they're kind of like space heaters, but we have one of those big fireplace heater things. Uh-huh. Yeah. We've been using that and a couple of smaller ones, and that's been doing really well, actually.
So. Yeah.
We've got space heaters everywhere. Our electric bill is going to be insane.
Yeah, I think everybody's is. I heard somebody talking about the other day, like, when we get on the other side of this, it's not going to be pretty.
We're never going to financially recover from this.
Yeah.
You know the thing where you can, like, see your mail in the morning before it's delivered?
I've heard of it.
I got one of those this morning, and my water bill was in there. And it's like $20 higher than usual. And I started looking at like all the expenses on it, and they've charged me like a 911 call 2 times. And I'm like, first off, I've never called 911. Well, not this month. And I've certainly not called twice in 1 month. And also, why would that show up on my water bill?
Yeah, that's what I was
wondering. If I had a water emergency...
You did have a water emergency. Your water froze.
Well, but that's not my fault.
No, that's what I'm... Why would they charge? They like, had to come out and fix it, but why did they...
Like, it was froze at their meter. So right. That's not a me problem. That's not a me problem.
This sounds like a John customer service call to me.
Oh, there will be a call. There will be a call.
They charged you for 911?
It said 911 call.
Huh. I've never seen that before.
Like...
But I also don't look at any of my water bills.
So. It's like it's a city department. So they need, like, they could write emergency water call.
Right.
Or emergency EMW call, you know?
Okay.
But 911, that's its own thing that I'm paying other taxes for.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I've never
heard twice? That. I called one time, they came out. Why are you charging me twice?
Well, you called.
Yeah.
And then they came out.
Oh, gosh.
That's twice.
It's a great system.
You have to pay to talk to them and for them to work.
It sounds like a racket to me.
They did a good job. I mean, I would happily pay them for that.
Let's start a water company.
Well, okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Are we going to just like steal the one from our city?
Yeah, I feel like it'd be easy to do. What's going to be our source?
City water, and we'll jack up the prices.
That sounds great. Communist China.
And we'll never have the water pressure go low.
Oh, yeah, that will be... Priority numero
uno. You'll pay a little more, but you always have pressure, you know?
Like, sometimes you might hurt yourself. It's going to be so high of water pressure.
They say you should pay for pressure, not for liquid. I don't know. I just like to say they say.
You can, but you can offset the cost by selling your pressure washers because your garden hose is going to be sufficient.
Right, right.
To clean your house.
Yep. Yep. And your body.
I made it weird how we got onto this. Oh, John's water bill. That's
water bill. Yeah. I'm now reminded of another customer service call I need to make. So
what's that?
I'm supposed to be at an allergy injection right now.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not there. So I got to call and reschedule that. Meant to do that earlier this morning. Forgot.
So customer service, like you're complaining or?
No,
you're,
just oh, I'm a customer who needs service.
I think you're canceling
at a later date. Okay. I didn't show up for my service. I need to reschedule the service.
So Ray's wearing shorts, and I was really hoping you would be. The other day, my kids kept asking me why I was wearing pants, because I was wearing pants one day. And we had gone to look at cars, because we're replacing one, and gosh, it's so terrible. But I wore pants, because I felt like this salesman needs to know I own pants to help my negotiating.
That's usually in the fine print.
Yeah. If I don't have pants, I'm going to have less leverage.
They're not going to talk to you because they just assume your credit score is low.
Yeah. Like, you can't afford short or pants. You can't pay for a car.
Yeah.
Is that logical, though, that I wore pants just to...
Some of the richest people I've ever met, you would not know that they're rich because they look like hobos.
I think you might be onto something. I think in some people's mind, they associate pants, like, or maybe khaki pants or whatever, with somebody who's got it a little more together than somebody who's wearing camouflage shorts like I am right now.
Shorts and a hoodie. I mean, but, I did wear a hoodie, and I actually wore jogging pants, so maybe that's worse than shorts. Mm,
yeah, you might that lowers it 200
my
points.
My interest rate is huge.
When he saw you walking up, he was like, we're going to be making a lot of money today, guys.
Jamie's like, 27% sounds great.
Yeah, I wasn't good, but I thought that was a... I don't know. I felt pretty good about it. My kids were like, I was like, I needed the salesman to know I own pants.
When you come to church my only answer. With pants on, sometimes I'm like, who is this guy that's all put? Oh, it's Jamie.
I always wear pants on Sundays.
I do too. I always wear pants. I have to wear them to school because it's not socially acceptable for a teacher.
That's
wear shorts,
so dumb.
Apparently.
Unless you're a gym teachers yes. can.
You did, like, I know that you recently, well, by recently, I mean like almost a year ago now, switched to a different system.
Yes.
You should have put that in your do teachers have contracts? Like, I will come here for this amount of money if I can wear camo shorts.
I think a teacher contract is pretty standard. Like, I don't think you can add, like, addendums to it, which I wish you could. That would have been one that I would have.
Yeah.
You could have rolled
Fridays
up in there.
Would have been a good one to put in there.
Yeah. Roll up in there with an attorney. Like, these are our terms. Or like an NIL contract, you know?
No change in payer benefits, but I wear shorts when I want.
Mm-hmm.
That might be some good leverage to use. Look, I'll take a little bit less money if I could have shorts.
Is it hard to find, like, teacher, like, for your county? I would imagine it's easier because it's so much different in pay than, like, counties around it.
My specific job, there are less jobs available of my job, but there are also less people who have that specialized degree. So I guess it kind of balances out. But
there's a principal from, I think, Liberty Elementary on TikTok. And he did a video yesterday that was like, there's such a discrepancy across the state. Like, one district will pay like $20,000 more per year for the same exact teacher with the same exact years of service and all that. So I was thinking, like, man, Lexington probably has the best teachers compared to.
I mean, it certainly has from around here. You do have a lot of people going up there, you know, just for that reason. But I don't know about best. There's some great teachers here where we're at, too. But
oh, don't be politically
They don't
correct.
Listen. They don't know. God.
There certainly are many great teachers all across our
world. Ray out of your kitchen,
babies. Just have not been able to land that job in Lexington yet.
We do not pander to educators who are going to have a month off because of snow.
Since you're here, a third of our audience is already in this room.
So we're excited about today. This is something that came up about a month ago when Stranger Things ended, that we could talk about the characters and do a bracket. So it's one of Ray sent us a list of ideas. This is one we picked. Next week's going to be more controversial. I don't know. This might be more controversial than trying to debunk the moon landing.
From my perspective, this episode will be more controversial in my mind.
I shared the bracket with my daughter, who is the biggest Stranger Things fan. I know she's also a Stranger fan. She has very strong opinions, completed the bracket, and told me there was no room for improvement on her selections. So
I'm going to need to grab my iPad and just pull up a picture of everybody's face so I know definitively who I'm talking about.
Would it hurt your feelings to know that that came up last night? Avery said, I bet John's not even going to know who these people are.
You know, I love her. It hurts, but it's true.
You texted Vecna and Henry as different characters. You know it's the same person,
but they're different personalities of the same character.
I also thought, what if we did that and threw Mr. Watson in there?
He could have been in there three times, I guess.
Yeah. No, I knew,
like Mick Foley in the Royal Rumble.
but it's like, gosh, it's so weird to say what I'm about to say, but it's like the Holy Spirit. It's the same person, but a different form. The Trinity.
Which is Vecna? Vecna's. I'm not going to go to your analogy.
But you see where I'm going or how I got
there.
See
the three-in-one analogy you're making, but I'm not sure
about that. I'm going to go pray and repent.
So we have 16 characters from Stranger Things, and we could have gone deeper into the pool, but I think we got the right 16. So if you haven't seen Stranger Things, first of all, what are you doing? It's like, I know people hate on things when they're. Was that my mic?
Yeah, I guess I got them switched up.
I don't even know what's going on. Why did you mute me?
I thought I was muting myself because I hit this one.
Okay.
To adjust my mic.
Okay, but that's fair.
The streams got crossed somehow back here.
Like in Ghostbusters? Mm-hmm. I know that some people just reject popular things. Like, I refuse to ever watch Game of Thrones for that reason. Same. Ray, have you watched it yet?
No, I'm never watching it.
Yeah, sorry, Kyle. But, I mean, this is 80s stuff, and it's good. It's good stuff. Did it end perfectly? Probably not, but it was fine.
I thought the last episode was really good.
Yeah.
For, like, the finale of an episode of a series, I loved it. I think some of the ones right before that episode weren't the best and took some stances on some things that could have been left out in it. It didn't add anything to the show.
Needed some higher stakes at the end. I needed maybe, I don't know, some more people to die. Is that bad? I was cheering for some trauma.
I kept hearing people say, I want more people to die. I don't understand that point of view. If somebody dies in the course of the story and that's part of it, I'm okay with it. But just to say, we're going to go ahead and kill off like five people, I don't understand that.
I think there could have been a good moment for somebody to sacrifice themselves for the group, I think was what I was looking for.
There were a lot of fake outs. I'm going to sacrifice myself for the group in that last season. Like every time somebody would come into contact with the whatever Demogorgon or I don't know, the Demogorgons were oddly gone in the last episode.
Yeah, that's one of the big criticisms.
Now that I'm a seasoned director,
I think they were snowed in
of theatrical performances. I've directed one show and working on my second. The only thing I would have done different in the last episode is at the very end when they're walking up the stairs after they finished their session, they should have had the lights flicker just to say maybe she's still here. Or maybe there was just a power grid issue.
We don't know.
That's a good, that would have been a good ad. Yeah. I like that.
If the Duffer brothers want to give me a call, I'll help do.
It's like the end of Inception when the token's spinning. Like, is he in a dream? Is it real life? We don't know, but we still talk about it.
Wouldn't that have been a cool little cliffhanger?
It would have been good. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
We had a really screwing opportunity there, guys.
Yeah. They should call you next time. Yep. We could work for Netflix.
Yep. I mean, just go check out my other work at the community theater.
It's on.
It's not available online anywhere, but you can talk to people.
We didn't stream that? Come on. We got to do better.
Got to pay extra for those rights.
All right, Ray, who are our 16 that we're going with?
Okay, here are the 16. Also, shout out to some we had to leave out, like Murray and Bob Newby.
I really liked Murray.
He's one of my favorites, but he just
a little high strung.
Yeah,
I liked him.
And Bob was great. I mean, Bob sacrificed himself. That was huge.
Yeah. I liked, and I kind of wish he'd been in more of the seasons. I understand he's probably got other jobs he's
probably
doing,
but Sean Astin, kind of a big deal.
Yeah, there were a few that we had to leave out, and they were awesome too. But here are the 16, and on the left side of the bracket, we got Dustin going against Jonathan. Then we have Vecna slash Henry going against Nancy Wheeler. Then we have Max versus Eddie, Hopper versus Will. Then on the other side, we have 11 versus Derek, who was like a late add to the whole series.
He was.
You said Derek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have Lucas versus Robin, Mike versus Erica, and Steve versus Joyce.
All right. All right.
Okay. Yeah, so we left Derek in. Holly probably had a bigger role in the last season, but Derek's more fun, so.
I would have been okay with Holly being in here, too. Actually, at first, I was like, what are we doing with Holly here? But I grew to like that character as it went on.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, it was good. And going back and watching her small appearances in previous seasons was good, too. So what's our criteria here? Are we going for favorite characters? Or are we going for best character? Because I feel like we get crossed up on that sometimes.
Yeah, I was thinking of that going through these. Like, there's almost different criteria for each set of characters. Like, the first one is Dustin versus who again?
Jonathan.
Yeah, but then next you have Vecna versus
Nancy.
Yeah, like, how do you pick a consistent theme to go with for the whole board?
That's what Ray's here for.
We'll just do it as they come, you know?
Yeah, I'm thinking of best in quotations slash favorite, roll it all into one. You could have a villain could be your favorite character, even though they're the villain, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there are other movies and shows where villains are maybe the most popular character in the show. So
The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. A lot of people would reference Joker as the main, you know, part of that movie. So
In Infinity War, Thanos.
I don't care for Thanos.
Dude, he had a lot of good ideas.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought he was big, strong, and wore a gauntlet. Is that what it's called?
He had a lot going on.
Infinity Stones.
I felt like Thanos thought a little too much of himself, but.
Yeah, just because you're big and powerful. You don't have to be a narcissist.
All right, so first matchup, Dustin versus Jonathan.
Jonathan is just so whiny, man, all the time.
So, emo, goth, like, I know he wasn't, like, painting his fingernails like John was in high school, but he's
I don't even know if high school John would have hung out with Jonathan.
No, man, like, you're just a Debbie Downer all the time. Like, I'd rather hang out with Vecna than you, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Because one of you might kill me, the other one might make me want to die.
Yeah, we talked about, we all have strong opinions. This is one of mine. I hated Jonathan. I hated Jonathan being with Nancy because I like Nancy. I hated Jonathan. I hated every, because over the course of the seasons, like, people got paired up, and it was Jonathan and Nancy. It was Jonathan and Argyle weirdly in that one season. It was, like, I never liked Jonathan with anybody.
Now, I am team Nancy and Jonathan versus Steve.
I don't think you can be if you hate Jonathan.
I like Steve so much more than Jonathan, but they're just made for each other in a weird kind of, you know.
Did you watch the show?
I did. Because
they broke up.
Did they? I think it made them stronger.
I think they broke up.
They had the unproposal. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, I don't know. So weird. I don't know.
I hated that whole scene bothered me because the goo or whatever that was strong enough to melt through steel walls, but they could swim in it with no problem.
What was the science of that? Like, was it melting because it was hot? If so, that would have killed them.
Yeah, like, there's no logical explanation.
Also, it was melting all the walls, but the door was locked and they couldn't get out.
Yeah.
It didn't melt the door? I mean, what's happening here?
I thought they were going to be like, they were up on that table because... But they had it all over them, and they didn't even get hurt.
The table would have collapsed, too.
It melted through the roof.
I didn't understand that whole part.
And it hardened really quickly without them noticing.
Some weird chemical properties in the Upside Down.
Apparently. Yeah, I hated Jonathan. I hated Jonathan and Nancy. Avery gave nicknames to all the characters. I don't remember that one. Or all the couples, sorry.
I won't go too far into it, but I will say, like, I love Dustin. Like, he is just so fun of a character.
Yeah, sorry.
He's goofy. He's fun loving. Like, I could have pictured myself hanging out with Dustin when I was growing up for sure.
Yeah. He was,
super smart.
Good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Dustin, and I don't like Jonathan. I agree with
you. Yeah, this is an easy Dustin for me, and we can talk more about Dustin later. But yeah. He saved the day so many times. He sang Never Ending Story with Susie, who we could have had on here, was in like two scenes.
She was great. I loved her character.
I love Susie, too.
I wish they would have brought Susie back more.
They should have had Susie be in Holly's spot. That would have been more fun. Then Dustin gets more invested.
Yeah. They didn't have enough Dustin in the last.
He went dark. You know, he was still grieving Eddie. So it was tough.
All right. Moving on.
So Dustin moves on easy there. Easiest now we have one. Nancy versus Vecna.
It's been a year since March, Ray. Can you help me remember is the top left the overall number one seed of the whole bracket?
Well,
or did you even?
I don't think you did that.
I didn't really seed these. What I did was I tried to split up people that I thought might go further.
So just for future reference, when basketball season comes around, is that though the number one seed overall
on a bracket? Usually, yeah.
All right, gotcha. Cool.
Yeah, I think you put Mike, Will, Dustin, and Lucas in different quadrants. Yeah,
I tried to split them up too. So
that makes sense.
So Vecna versus Nancy.
This is probably the hardest. We went from the easiest first round matchup to the hardest one for me. I thought Vecna.
That's what we're going to go with.
That's what they call him in England. Like Vecna.
And in Tennessee.
That's what I was going to say. I think Southeastern Kentucky probably calls him that too.
Well, we got that Vecna running around.
Vecna's house.
Really good character. Like really complex. I feel like his turn at the end of. No, I still want to be the bad guy. I thought that was an interesting that he had that decision, but it seems a little too quick. His backstory is cool. I want to see the play someday, the Broadway show they made that's only in Broadway, nowhere else on the planet right now, about his backstory. So I really love Vecna. Nancy is one of my top few characters, though. Just her. She's funny. She's tough. I mean, she is the smallest, tiniest, daintiest person on the show, but she might be the toughest.
She's a baddie for sure. Yeah. Help me remember, and I'm going to just lend this to Avery for sure, but like there's Vecna. He was Henry, but did we ever see him? He had a number to like 11.
He was one.
He was number one.
Yeah.
Do we see like a kid version of him throughout the series at some point?
Yeah, there's a flashback of him as a kid kind of learning his powers and then killing his family. And then he goes to be in the with Brenner with Papa.
Okay.
And then they take his blood and use his blood to make the others.
Okay. I need to go back and watch all that again. But yeah, like you said, very complex character.
Also, somehow he was in a high school play when Max was in his memories, but he was kind of in the institution, so I don't know.
I didn't know how that all worked either. Yeah. I thought maybe I just missed something.
Maybe he had a work release. I don't know.
When was the little kid number one? Like, what time frame did he exist?
He's the same age as Hopper and Joyce, so 60s probably.
Okay. Yeah, they were all in that play together.
Some flashbacks of like the 60s, late 60s, early 70s or something.
If you were in high school with him, you could have directed that play.
John. I could have. I wasn't, you know, community theater wasn't in my, you know, array back then, but yeah,
it is now.
I missed it. You know, I don't think my high school did that. We basically only did football and basketball and baseball.
If you're going to do theater. Some things
and that's like field parties,
I mean, FFA, y'all had FFA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You had to have that.
Yeah.
That's a given. Nancy, obviously. He's
like an FMA, Future Meth Heads of America. Like,
I was like, oh, what is that? That's everybody else that's not in FFA.
Yeah.
I like Steve and Nancy together. I know that's not popular. Avery's not a big Stancy fan.
Was she a Jonathan and Nancy fan?
She was. But it had Nancy like being independent, and they broke up, and she was on her own, and she was tough. I really like after Barb got killed, she really turned a corner, you know?
I mean, you can't have the show without Vecna in that regard. You could technically have it without Nancy. Oh, it would be different, but I don't know. I think just because of he is a really good bad guy, I think I'm going to say Vecna and Henry on this one.
Yeah, also, the Mr. What's-It character was maybe unnecessary, but I found it interesting.
It really creeped me out.
When he kind of lets the inner Vecna show or the Henry or whatever, whoever he really was. I'm going to say Henry Creel as the three characters, John's Holy Trinity.
Oh, don't say
moving
holy.
On. I
didn't say it. Yeah.
You said think. Like the Holy Spirit.
Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I've repented, but I'll repent again.
Ray, would you? I'm not fully happy with my decision there. I wish I had gone Nancy, but I'm going to stick with Vecna.
I think I would have gone Nancy.
Yeah.
Oh. I like her character arc from the beginning to the end of the show. Like some of these characters, they're pretty much static throughout the whole show. Some take a huge, in my mind, take a huge jump up, and some take maybe a small jump down. She was a huge jump up, I thought, like when she started being like action star Nancy.
She definitely channeled her Beyonce and became very independent.
Her Rambo scenes were fantastic.
But Vecna is a very good.
Yeah.
Bad guy, so I don't hate that choice either.
My wife is similar sized to Nancy, but she can turn into Vecna, so it's like a mix. It's like a weird fourth version of...
When you said my wife right after we were talking about Vecna, I thought you're going to be making a Vecna comparison to your wife, and I was wanting to see how you navigated that.
But she is Vecna.
What's next?
We got Max versus Eddie. Eddie, was he one season?
He was one season. He was season 4.
Yeah, I was thinking he didn't come in like the end of one and carry over. He was strictly that was. Season.
They had the club that played D&D together.
That's right.
The Hellfire.
The Hellfire Club.
Yes.
Yeah. Hellfire. And then he...
He was a rock and roll guy. He played the guitar.
Yeah. He was a drug dealer, and Chrissy came to buy drugs, and then she was killed by Vecna, and he had the famous Chrissy wake up. Wake up, Chrissy. I don't like this. That was
I forgot he was a auto turn
that.
Dealer.
It was great. Yeah, that adds to it, I think.
Max. What about Max, man? She was in a coma for a long time.
In real time, but because we saw her in Henry's memories, she wasn't really like an inactive character for very long.
She was a
few episodes.
I guess I'm still. No, I don't want to do any spoilers because it's still relatively new, but if you're a fan, you've already watched it. But like, unexplainable to me why she left a little child to go find her own path and her own door, and she just left that kid high and dry. You know what I mean?
At the end. That scene had so many problems. They spent an entire hour processing while being chased by Vecna through the scariest place imaginable, and they're just like, let's talk about life.
If you're a good person, you help that child find her door because you know where yours is now. So go help her find hers and get back to yours. She's a little kid.
Yeah. I thought that was bad writing. Yes. I just had this discussion at my house with my family because Max is one of my favorite characters. Yep. But I said the one place where she stumbled was when she was like, you know what? I see my portal is over there. Holly, good luck finding yours. I'm going to head on out. That doesn't seem like true to her character, like what she would do to me.
You're right. It was not in her character profile.
Because she was, before the coma, like putting herself right in danger's way. That's how she got put in the coma. She was trying to lure Vecna.
So was that season 5 that was the Creel house and all that? Or was that 4? I can't remember.
Are you talking about the Mr. What's-It stuff?
Yeah, like that.
That's 5. Yeah, that was all
whole
that last
season was
when she was in the memories.
Awesome because of Max.
Yeah.
She's a great character, and I just thought that was a weird part. Like, I don't know. Maybe maybe she was like, my portal may close up. This may be my only chance to get out of here. So.
Yeah, and she had already missed it once. Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
You gotta put yourself in that situation. The last time I was in the void of the upside down, you know, I saw my door and I went for it.
Yeah. And left a little kid stranded and dead.
Eddie playing Master of Puppets on top of the trailer with the bats attacking is an all-timer.
Yeah, completely agree. I wish they wouldn't have killed him because I could have used more Eddie. I think I'm going to have to just go Max because of she was pretty critical to everything, but more Eddie would have been just fine by me. So I'm going to say Max, but it's close, and I really like it.
I really liked Eddie and Dustin as a pair. That was a lot of fun. Dustin just kind of paired up with everybody really well. I really wish Eddie would have had a chance to beat up Jonathan. I don't know that they even ever interacted, but I would just like to have seen it.
Absolutely. We should write another Jonathan. Stranger Things.
Yeah. So I agree with you, though. Max is one of the best characters easily, and big Max fan. I think she She's going to be hard to beat. So
I would like to just take the entire series script, cut and paste it into my document, and then just take a few things to rewrite. You know, how different would it have been?
Very.
And Eddie would have been cut and copied a lot more than just that one season.
How many references to, let's see, it was the '80s. So Peyton Manning wasn't around then. Who was Tennessee's quarterback, and how many references were there?
In the '80s? I have no idea. Shuler was early '90s.
There were some good Larry Bird drops at certain parts of it.
I mean, you could have done some Michael Jordan in his really early years.
Yeah. He was a rookie.
So no, I grew up in the, so it would have had more of a '90s flair to it.
Yeah. That's a good point. We would have just moved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was Stranger Things was completely my wheelhouse because what year did they graduate at the end?
89.
I graduated in 90, so they were 1 year older than me. So I would have been in the grade behind them. And so
I graduated in 90 from kindergarten.
Ray, you would have absolutely been in their AV club and everything.
Probably. Yeah, I probably would have hung out with them.
You would have been in the mix.
That's wild.
That's the first thing I'm doing is writing Ray as a character.
All the references, cultural references were right, you know. And
did you show up to high school dressed as a Ghostbuster on Halloween?
I never did that.
And nobody else was dressed.
That's a shame. I really liked the AV teacher. I do not remember his name.
I can't remember his name either.
But, yeah, I don't either. He was great.
But in my mind, that's Ray. You know, he shows up for the kids. He cares about them.
I was glad they brought him into the fold and he got to see like everything I said throughout this 10 years and five seasons. Somehow that doesn't make sense, but everything I've told these kids is real.
Yeah.
They used it to save the world like five times.
He was like a GT teacher before there was.
Yeah,
really. He was kind of, yeah.
And before the gate conspiracy, which we probably should spend some time talking about later.
Yeah.
I heard a little about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris is.
I think you might be a CIA member.
Yeah. Yeah, Ray's here to recruit you.
I forgot what just happened. Did Max?
Max. Max over Eddie. I assume you would have gone the same.
Yeah, but I do like Eddie a lot, though. He's a good character. All right, and the last one on this side of the bracket, we have Hopper versus Will.
One more thing about, I think that actor went on to be in Fantastic Four. He's going to be in a lot of other things. He may end up being the most successful person to come out of the franchise, just throwing that
really?
Out there.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe Max, though. Sadie Sink is going to be in the new Spider-Man, so.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right.
It's a mystery right now.
But it has to be, I can't think of her name.
No, because MJ is Zendaya. She already exists.
Oh, okay. So it's that same world or whatever?
Yeah, your boy Tom Holland.
Maybe Zendaya. Is Zendaya? Is that how you say it?
I say it wrong every time.
Zendaya?
Zendaya? Zendaya?
Yeah. I don't know. She just goes away and Max takes over.
I mean, they have so many universes. Who knows? Yeah. All right. Sorry. Let's get through this first round. Who's next?
Hopper and Will.
I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe it's the whole Byers family. I hated Will's character. I feel like acting-wise, he got worse over the seasons. And I realize he was the kid kidnapped in the beginning and should have been the central character, but he was in the background because he just wasn't that good.
I mean, you couldn't help but fall in love with the kid in episode one or in season one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he sets the stage for everything that is to come. So you have to respect him in that regard. But I kind of agree with you. Like early on, I really liked his character. The older he got, I felt like he kind of went out of the main focus a little bit.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the last season, it's basically all about
it. It is.
But I think the coolest moment for him in the entire series is when we all, and he included, finds out that he is a...
The first time, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, what is he called? Sorcerer, maybe?
I can't remember. That's what Mike called it, yeah.
So that was pinnacle for his character. That was really, really cool. But I'm old, and I have Hopper vibes, you know? Yeah. My kids call me Unc.
Yeah. So. Avery told you you're a lot like Hopper, and you said Harper, and she was really confused. It was weird.
Think about it.
Hopper.
He's a cop. That's
also in the great. MCU.
He lives in a trailer in the middle of the woods and drives a sweet sheriff's vehicle, like that SUV. I think I don't know if it's a Bronco or what, but that's awesome. he adopts a kid, basically. Yeah. You know, that's kind of what I do.
Kind of a kidnapping.
But. Yeah, that's so is adoption. just a legal kidnapping.
Yeah.
I love Hopper, so I'm picking him.
He survived Cold War era Russia when they were trying to kill him with monsters.
He would have done anything to have protected Eleven, other than what that time when he thought he shot her in the stomach and killed her. that was an honest mistake.
I would have done
it. It could happen to anybody.
And I'll go ahead and say it. Look, the Will coming out scene in season 5, I don't care, but that's not playing. Him coming out isn't playing a role in my decision here. I thought that scene was really forced in and drug out and just kind of out of place.
Anytime you have to call a timeout from saving the world to have a 15-minute dialogue about your sexual preferences is completely unnecessary.
Every character had to be there too. Anyway, I just want to say that's not the reason I'm saying this, but Will is just not, aside from him having powers at the end, that was pretty redemptive. He's not even that interesting of a character. He was just kind of like the word vessel that he used. He was Vecna's and the Mind Flayer's puppet most of it. So I'm going to go with Hopper.
Anything there, Ray?
I agree with just about everything you all said. I've been saying this for 2 or 3 seasons to my family. The kid, I don't know the kid's name, who plays Will, terrible actor.
Got any better either. Yeah.
It sounds like he's reading his lines. And the emotion that he has is like slightly off. Like it's not the emotion I would imagine you would be feeling in those situations. Just not a good actor. Same thing about Schnapp. And I thought he started off fine. Like I thought when he was younger, I don't know, maybe there was less to the character. Yeah, at that point, I don't know what the reason
is. I mean,
he was kind of out of it in the first few seasons. Like, he wasn't in his own mind, so maybe that was easier. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, this took course over, what, 10 years?
10 years.
So I wonder if early on he was a child actor. He probably was having a great time. I wonder if he just emotionally changed and checked out and he was there because of a contract.
I don't know. And the billions of dollars.
Yeah, I would have done it.
Hopper would be an easy choice for me here. He was awesome in the Russia part, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
And there are some parts where I'm like, he's getting a little bit too hard on Eleven here and there. But I mean, that could be understood, I think. Yeah. So
he was still suffering from the trauma of losing his bio daughter. So,
oh yeah.
I loved him. Season 1 Hopper, favorite, like hands down.
Yeah. He's a great character.
Just to be clear, Avery went Dustin, Nancy, Max, Will.
All right.
She feels the same way about Will, I think, but he's the main character, so she pushed him through.
Yeah, so we're 2 of 2.
We are Dustin, Avery, Vecna, Max, Hopper.
And Hopper probably is not as appealing to a younger audience as he would be to us, because when I see him, I'm like, I would like to hang out with that guy. He seems pretty cool.
We're dads, man.
Yeah. When Avery sees him, she sees John, so obviously she's not going to vote for him. Of course
she voted against him.
She just tells him to shut up. Let me watch my movie in peace, old man. You know, how you talk to your uncles.
It was pretty much what happened, actually.
All right. Next side.
11 versus Derek.
The west side.
Oh,
east side.
Derek was wonderful. Even when he was dipstick, I'll substitute that, versus delightful Derek. Just a joy, a great addition. I think he got there, and it's one of those, kind of like Steve. They were going to kill Steve in season 1. They're like, this guy's great, so they kept him. I think they did that with Derek.
The Hopper in me wanted to just bust his little butt and wash his mouth out with soap.
Yeah. Okay. I get that.
You know,
he helped to get a lot of the kids out.
Little dirty mouth boy.
to help them be saved. I saw an interview, he told his friends he was shooting a mayonnaise commercial when he was on location. Filming
I've never
Stranger
felt
Things.
More like a spirit animal
right?
to
How
that kid.
How amazing is that?
That was a really funny line. Well done. I mean, you screwed up the acid stuff, Duffer Brothers, but that was a good line.
Man, but Eleven, so weird in early seasons because she didn't know how to be a human. So that was all pretty fascinating, and that kind of carried through. I think she got tired of playing the role. I don't know if that had an impact, but it was, I don't know, because she kind of outgrew it. But she's great. So
she's like 37 years old now.
Yeah, she's.
What was the most controversial decision that we made on a bracket 7 years ago?
It was
E.T. over.
No, it was
voted short circuit over E.T.
Yeah.
If we this would be worse if we picked a Derek over.
I don't know that I've made so many mistakes in my life. I think that's the biggest one.
You're going to get to the gates of heaven, and you're going to have a conversation with the Lord about
like,
that.
Did you watch E.T.?
I think there are people out there that might be like, I like Derek better than 11, just based on how he's so funny, and she's the character she's playing.
She's no fun.
Right. She's not much fun. So, but I think she does do a good job with it. But I could see people maybe being like, oh, I think I'd take Derek.
No, I'm going to take 11. I love Derek. I really just wanted him on here so we could talk about him. He's great. I hope he just continues to play the role of Derek in millions of things moving forward.
A mature young man. And
no, I hope he doesn't change at all.
He's had some really bad things.
Be the same guy. It was so funny. And you know they wrote that for him, right? He didn't come up with it on his own.
What?
All right, what about Lucas versus Robin?
This is probably the second toughest matchup for me. I feel like Lucas was the most... You talked about characters that really didn't develop that. Like, I feel like Lucas was the same kid throughout the entire series. Having said that, he was always dependable. I feel like he mostly made the right decisions. He was always there to help. He had the right intentions. Really didn't do a lot of questionable stuff. Like, everybody made some mistakes, but he probably made less. I like Lucas a lot. I love that he showed up in the last season to keep the basketball players from beating up Dustin in the hallway. Mm-hmm. That was pretty baller. Really cool.
He looks like the son of a really good friend of mine, and so I think I just like him a lot more because of that. He reminds me of, like, someone I know. What is, like, not trying to be ugly, but, like, what does Robin bring to the table? Like, she's a character that could go away and I wouldn't care.
I think she's kind of what I liked most about her character, and I wouldn't say she's one of my favorite characters, but one thing I did like about her is, like, she has kind of like a quirky sense of humor. She talks probably a little too much, that kind of thing going on, which I found to be kind of interesting, you know, because her, you know, set her apart from the rest of the cast. But as far as like what she's bringing to the whole, I don't know.
I thought she was wildly entertaining and very, very funny. Her scene of the radio to open season 5 when she's given the upside down thing, I could play that on repeat.
I like that. I like the whole radio angle where they had her as the DJ there, and I thought that was a good angle.
I remember her being in the car with Joyce and Will at some point after she had talked Will into doing something stupid, and she says something and Joyce yells at her and she's like, oh no, my mom tells me I don't have the right affect, or like something like that. It's like, I don't know, she just seemed she was fun. I feel like there was depth to her. I would rather hang out with Robin than Lucas if I was just hanging out with somebody. I don't know, man. I'm going to vote Robin.
I don't know. I love everything that Lucas brings to that core group of guys, like as one of the friends, you know? So
I'm loyal. He brings levity. I like it.
Yeah. But then he in real life, he shot up so much bigger and quicker than they probably thought he would.
Yeah. There's no way he's still hanging out with those kids by senior year.
But like, he was still, you know, he was a jock, but he was still a nerd. And if that isn't also me in high school, I don't know.
Very loyal to his friends.
I don't know that I was very loyal, but I was definitely a jock and a nerd.
Heard that about you.
I don't know. I love Lucas. So I'm going to have to let Ray pick this one.
I think I'm going to go Lucas here. And I think he did show some growth, maybe not as much as some of the other characters, but young Lucas was much more like, I'm angry because 11 is hanging around all the time.
Oh, I forgot about
I'm
going to
be
that.
So grouchy all the time.
He was jealous. Just
be like, but then as he got older, you know, he was very loyal to, and even loyal toward 11, who at one point he was very jealous of. So I think for that reason, I do appreciate the Robin character though, like you said, the radio angle and the humor. I think that was a good ad, but I think I would go Lucas over Robin.
No qualms there. That was a tough one for me. Really love Lucas. He's also going on to do some things. He's going to be a voice of a goat in a basketball cartoon.
And he's joining the NBA next year as an undrafted free agent.
He was pretty big.
All right. What about Mike versus Erica?
Kind of the same with Derek. I just wanted to talk about Erica. The things that she says so off the wall, specifically in season 3, I think, is when they're in the mall. Is that when it is? And she helps them infiltrate the Russian stuff in the on the American side.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, her sassiness is so much fun throughout it. And even in the last season, she becomes more of a part of the group. She also plays D&D, and she takes crap from absolutely nobody. So I love Erica.
And she is Lucas's sister, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, gosh.
She's the one that essentially kidnaps Derek's family by giving them sleeping drugs. That's pretty awesome.
She was probably... Was she the funniest character? I mean, because her one-liners were amazing.
They were really... I feel like she is at times. Dustin was at times.
She brought a lot to the table, especially the... I feel like the last season, man, she was...
Yeah.
She was centered a lot. But Mike, I mean, good Lord. He's the DM.
I would say he's the main character of the entire show. It starts at his house. He's kind of the leader of that group. He's the storyteller at the end. Like, I don't know. I feel like he and Eleven are the main characters. Not Will so much. And I think he's great. He leads them to victory in that overall campaign. And he's in the It movies now. I don't know.
Ray may be able to attest to this, but like, you have to be loyal to your DM, you know? I know, Jamie, that's Dungeon Master.
Okay, I thought you were sliding into somebody's messages or something.
He is the creator of the story. He is, I'm going to really just piss God off, but he is like the god of DM.
The storyteller.
He is the creator of the story.
Doubling down on the
sacrilege.
Yeah, I need to get saved.
Wow.
But no, like... I felt like the last scene of the whole show, like he made that last scene. I loved it. And as a D, like I've been a DM, I suck at it, but like he would have been awesome to hang out with as a kid and to have him as your DM telling the story. He put so much work into it, but then he was just a great friend. So
he was,
I got to go with my man.
He took 11 in. He was the one who never gave up on searching for Will. Yeah, I'm a big character Mike fan. The way he encouraged Holly to be heroic Holly or whatever in the last season, Mike moves on for me.
Yeah, I like that pick. I could almost go Erica there because she's so good.
She's so good.
But Mike is such a major character.
Yeah, she's hard limited.
Knock him. That might be a E.T. level.
I mean, I could go maybe for an Erica spinoff. Erica goes to college.
I could just watch her insulting people
please.
For an hour. Yeah, she was awesome. All right, what about our last matchup of the first round, Steve versus Joyce?
Joyce is my favorite Byers, I'll say that.
I guess the bar's low.
It's Will and Jonathan are the others who we've already crapped on. So
now you know where they get it from.
All the stuff with the lights in the beginning was good. I loved her being the one that kind of dealt the final blow. I thought that was cool. But Steve is so good. And you talk about growth, like literal, he probably grew more than any character, was a different guy, even doing a lot of growth in the last season with fighting with Dustin and that kind of thing. Love Steve, everything about him. Wish him the best. I hope he coaches my kids in baseball.
If you're Hopper, like, I don't understand like why you're like, all right, I'm going to start dating Joyce. You know, she's crazy. Her family's crazy. She's got weird kids.
Well, I think it's the same thing with, I mean, not to get too nerdy, but to get in with Jonathan and Nancy, they were brought together by a shared trauma, I think is why they're together.
Yeah, probably so.
Also,
yeah.
They're moving to Montauk, which is what this is all based on. So,
Which is a crazy story if you've not looked into that.
I have not. I like Joyce. I give her some crap, but she does a really good job. And help me, what's her real name? I cannot think
Winona
of
Winona Ryder?
Winona, yeah. God, she's been in so many things that I love. So
even True Crime Cast when she was a shoplifter.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yep.
but, man, I don't know. Gotta love Steve. I don't know. I think she's a great mom to those two weird boys, and she brings so much to the show. It might be controversial as much as I love Steve, but I do think I would miss Joyce so much more. So I'm going to say Joyce, but it's probably a weird pick.
I guess we're about to find out if it's a weird pick.
Yeah, it's Steve, right?
Did you pick Steve, Jamie?
Yeah, I did pick Steve.
I would pick Steve here. Very easily. Like Joyce, but I think Steve is just a – I mean, he's just a almost essential to the show. So and I started out really not liking him, which I know that was the point.
Right.
They wrote him that way to be very unlikable at the beginning, but it's crazy how he went from that to, like, now –
I think
everybody's going to riot if Steve dies in the last episode or the last season.
Maybe my personality just wouldn't let myself like him after I already hated him.
You know?
Yeah, I just held a grudge and just there's no redeeming for
you. He was kind of a jerk at the beginning. He was. So.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a problem with me.
His antics with Dustin redeemed him for me. He also paired with a lot. Like, he paired with Nancy. He paired with Dustin. He paired with Robin. Like, he's a good buddy.
He would have killed Jonathan in a fight. Like, if it ever came to that.
They did fight at some point.
He did beat him up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like,
beat him up pretty bad.
In real life, if they just went raw knuckles, like Steve's.
I kind of wanted them to. I don't know. I like that they never actually became close friends, but I kind of wanted
them to. They respected each other.
To fight each other again. That would have been nice. Little
Yeah, you there. Put those guys in a cage match, it's easy money.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we are through the first round, so we'll take a quick break and come back and wrap up this bracket of Stranger Things characters.
Shortchange the.
All right, yeah, I completely agree. All right,
having
so
a little
we're
combo
a
little, off
a
the
little
air.
Planning during that 30-second commercial break. All right, so we're down to the Elite Eight, and we're going to move a little faster. We've processed all the characters.
All right.
All right, so first we've got Dustin versus Vecna.
Okay. Dustin, how fast do you want me to go?
Yeah, I Dustin easily. For me, probably I struggled with Vecna versus Nancy. I think I'd take Dustin over Nancy too. What did you think about his dark arc in the last season?
He's been through some stuff, you know? Yes. I get it.
Like, I didn't enjoy it, but I felt like it was real.
I felt like they really shafted his character in the last season. So, it's not his fault. The Duffer brothers really screwed that up. So, I like Dustin.
Yeah. Yeah. He did. I didn't, like you said, I didn't particularly care for that direction of, but I understand why he would go there. So, I guess it was okay.
There was just so little screen time for him that. That bothered me.
The graduation speech was epic, though.
Gosh, that was the best.
Shout out to Eddie. So, yeah, Dustin to the final four.
Dustin in the final four. I think I thought that would probably happen. All right, what about Max versus Hopper? That's a pretty tough one there.
This is the one quadrant where one of the main four didn't move on. I'm going to go Max. I just liked her a lot. Liked her a lot more. I feel like she was – like Hopper obviously carried – a lot of the action parts of the show, but Max is great.
Max is great, but I have to go Hopper and let Ray pick.
Wow. Okay.
That's a tough one. I like both these characters a lot.
This is the tough one. I agree.
Hopper, I, you know, kind of relate to a little more, but I don't know. I think I'm going to go Max here. Yeah, I think she was so important.
I could see you relating to a sassy redheaded teenager.
I did skateboard when I was this age.
There you go.
Maybe we had that in common. I don't know.
Wow. I'm a little surprised. I thought Hopper would move on there.
Okay.
I would have thought Hopper Max would have been the toughest matchup, I think, going to the final four, I believe. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with it. Max is awesome.
So. Yeah. Hopper is awesome too. All right. What about 11 versus Lucas?
Ugh. It's 11 for me. I mean,
I voted against Lucas on the last one.
Love the kid, but I mean, 11 is the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say 11. Let me put a plug in for my favorite 11 moment, which may be a hot take here. When she hits the girl with the skate in the skating rink, was it Mike and Will that were there with her?
I think so.
Watching this all unfold and just staring at her, like, wonder what's going to happen now. They're just totally making fun of our friend here, leaving her completely hanging out to dry.
Yeah.
She goes, grabs a skate, and handles the problem.
Angela!
So I always liked that part. And my family was like, you like that she took a skate and hit someone? I was like, there was a problem there. She solved the problem.
She did.
So
my favorite 11 moment was also something illegal that she did when she walked into that supermarket and just stole a bunch of Eggos.
Oh yeah, that was good too.
Yeah.
It was also funny when she dumped Mike.
Oh yes,
said I dump your A. That was really funny.
That was good.
That was a good moment.
That was under the influence of Max. Max was she was very influential in all the good ways for 11.
All right, so 11 definitely moving on there, and that just leaves Mike versus Steve for the last spot in the final four. That's a tough one.
Ooh, buddy.
Man, I didn't know this was. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought this would be difficult. Hardest thing I've done all day.
It really is.
Jamie, I'm going to think and let you talk.
Or Steve. I mean, one is more critical to the story, really important, really solid character. One is a little more fun, had a little more growth. I enjoyed him more. Steve might be my favorite overall character. I'm going to go Steve.
I was trying to think, like, all right, put myself back in high school. Who would I rather hang out with? And honestly, I could have hung out with both of them, but I think I would have had more fun hanging out with Steve. You know?
You would have been with Steve.
I would have been playing. Steve. We would have gotten a lot of trouble. I would have played a lot less D&D, but it would have been a good time.
Steve's moving on.
Would you have picked Mike?
That's tough.
Oh, man, that is another hard one. I think I might have gone Steve barely.
Yeah.
I think Mike is so important to the show, but he's also a slight bit on the boring side if you're just talking about his character overall.
You're going to have more adventures with Steve. Yeah. You might go to jail.
Probably will. And honestly, if I was in high school, Steve probably would have been too cool for me to hang out with. Like, he would have been like, I'm not hanging out with that guy. So I probably would have been hanging out with Mike.
But I didn't
Steve
let myself get
more fun.
Yeah, I didn't let myself get emotionally hurt in that decision, but you're absolutely right.
But he ended up hanging out with the nerds. He would have. Yeah, he ended up there.
I was voted friendliest in my superlatives. Good.
You probably got along with everyone.
So because
you weren't voted that here.
I know.
In our cul-de-sac.
I know. Yeah, I'm out.
Third friendliest on this podcast. I don't know.
Things have been weird in the cul-de-sac.
Maybe fifth. Yeah. We've had a lot of guests. All right.
So our final four is Dustin, Max, 11, Steve. So we got Dustin versus Max.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
They are a great duo.
Yeah. You know? That's good. Can we just end on final four and say these are the top four?
This is a good four, I'll say that.
Max is phenomenal, but Dustin is so important to everything. He is both serious and funny and smart and fights. Like, he does everything I like about every character, Dustin does all of it.
If I really keep myself in the mentality of, like, who would I want to hang out with when I was in high school? It's Dustin, man. Like, we would have hung out with Max, but he would have been my boy, you know? We would have hung out with Max together, but yeah, Dustin moves on. What would you do there, bud?
I think I would have had Dustin as well. I mean, I'm a big Max fan, but it's hard to beat Dustin. He's like the ultimate guy you could hang out with if you were a little bit nerdy like that. He would be awesome. Now leaves Steve versus 11.
See, this is the most clear definition of, do I go with my favorite or do I go with the best character? Because I feel like she's a better character to go from where she came from, being really kind of bred to be a weapon and turning into this, wading through the teenager life, maybe sacrificing herself, maybe not, to save everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve's my favorite character. So we were trying to set up parameters. This is why I want you to tell me what to pick. I'm going Steve.
Wow.
My favorite character. 11 is just no fun.
Well, I mean, define fun. Like, you know, if you're on the outskirts of a town and she can shoot, you know, she can use her mind control stuff. That would be pretty awesome to, like, you know, you're on the outskirts of town and you can make a helicopter crash just by thinking about it. Man, that would be really cool to hang out with a person with telepathy, you know, make some weird stuff happen in school, make your teacher, you know.
I mean, her making that kid pee, was that the coolest use of her powers the whole time? She just squeezed his little bladder. Like, whoop.
Yeah.
I mean, that was good.
Imagine the stuff that you could do in high school with that kind of power. You know, that'd be pretty epic. Man, I don't know. This is tough.
This is like the perfect dichotomy of
it is it
all
is.
Charisma, like you said, no charisma. Yep. Super important to the show. Maybe kind of important to the show.
I think I'm going to go the different perspective and just say, because like I love Steve, but the importance to the show is going to make her a notch above Steve for me. So I am going to say 11 and let Ray figure this one out.
This is a hard one. I think I'm just going to go my gut that I'm going to go Steve based off of just a character that I like, a character that did grow some, and I think a character that is probably – I think we have ended up probably with the two most popular characters on the show. So let's just set up Steve versus Dustin and see what happens.
I like it. I think you're right. I think popularity-wise, I think these are the two.
This is 100% like, let's just wrap it up with the duo. Steve and Dustin win. No. I think them together is the best character on the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I loved it. And when Dustin first came in and was talking to Steve and they did some dumb handshake and Robin's like, how many little kids are you friends with? See? Point Robin.
And when Dustin does his hair like Steve, that's awesome.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The hairspray and everything. I mean, it could be a great buddy movie, I think, Dustin and Steve.
That would be a cool buddy movie. Even if they did something outside of the Stranger Things world together, that would be really cool. I love Dustin so much. So I'm going to stick with my gut there and vote for Dustin, man.
Yeah, like I said earlier, he has everything that Steve brings to the table except from the being cool and popular. He has everything that Steve has, but he's also really critical to the story. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go Dustin as well. I think he's the best character in Stranger Things. I think if you just – somebody walked up on the street and asked me, he's like, name – who should I watch this show for? Watch it for Dustin.
You also probably are able to like see yourself sitting down with him, reviewing data and spreadsheets and stuff. Nothing? Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was literally getting a message from work about spreadsheets.
Wow, usually so, yes. it's me not paying attention.
No, I absolutely could.
This is how frustrated you are with me.
I could geek out with him all the time.
Could you imagine if he knew what, like if his character knew what AI was?
Yeah. You know how much fun of him I would have made for having a girlfriend from camp? I'm doing quotes.
Yeah.
Like that would have been.
We all had that friend.
He's like.
Oh, or yeah. If you don't know him, you might be that friend.
Who did he compare her to? The girl in Gremlins.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Come on, Ray. You're the smart one.
It's
he was like, he was so-and-so, but hotter. She's so-and-so, but hotter. Phoebe Cates. Phoebe Cates,
I was going to say Hallie Sheedy, but that's a different. Yeah. Phoebe Cates. Yeah, yeah.
So funny.
So you're going Dustin.
Dustin,
what would you have done there, Ray?
I would have gone Dustin.
All right. Yep.
Dustin is the champ.
I don't think I expected Steve to be number two, but it totally makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think number two could be 11, could be Mike, could be Vecna.
Could be Hopper.
Yeah, no. I think Hopper got beat out in the second round. I could have seen Hopper. I didn't know what your guys' thoughts on all these characters were, but I thought we may end up with Hopper winning it.
Hopper got a bad draw with Max.
That was a tough draw, yeah.
My strong opinions were really hating the Byers family and really liking Steve and Robin. Those are my hot takes.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. So Dustin, best Stranger Things character. I would love to hear what other people think. I'm going to get some strong opinions from Avery as I take a peek at hers. She did not go that direction at all. So
who was her favorite overall? Did she say one?
She did.
And it was?
She loved Lucas.
Really?
Yes. Lucas beat 11, Steve, and then she had...
I find that odd. Did she go based on like who she had a crush on? Like, I don't understand that pick.
I don't know. She talked a lot about liking Lucas and Max together, Lumax, and they were the two in the finals for her.
Okay, cool.
And she had Lucas win. Maybe a crush situation. I don't know. We'll have to ask.
I think it's that. I'm going to go with that.
Yep. Guys, let us know what you think. I would love to hear more about Stranger Things. And if we can get a number 9th episode, that'd be great.
Yep.
That'd be lovely. Look forward to the spinoffs and look forward to talking to Ray again next week. And you don't want to miss that.
Absolutely. Ray, we love you. And we'll see you all next week.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.